Energy drinks, lots of sugar, lots of caffeine, popular with children, harmful to them according to some health research, and set to be subject to a sales ban for under-18s under a commitment in the programme for government, but not for another 18 months at least. Our reporter Aaron McElroy got the views of students at UCD.
Maybe not necessarily 18, but bring it up a bit. Like maybe like shouldn't be really young children, but I think 16, 17, they're around.
I just think it, there's a lot of caffeine in it, which probably wouldn't be good for developing teenagers, I suppose. But I don't even drink caffeine drinks at the minute, and I'm over 18.
They're just really high in sugar as well, and I don't know. Just I don't think like kids should be drinking caffeine in the first place. So definitely not drinks that are concentrated and they taste nicer than coffee.
I think there's more important things to work on than trying to get something like energy drinks banned.
Not an outright ban. Something that's kind of looking a bit closer into it. I might be a bit biased as a man who's been drinking energy drinks for a while, which includes before 18.
Students talking to Aaron McElroy. Well, a bill to ban the sale of energy drinks to under 18s will come before the Shannon today. But a government spokesperson says a body of work first needs to be carried out to identify any public health concerns and appropriate time amendment which will pause any ban for at least 18 months. Chris Macy is with us. He's Director of Advocacy and Patient Support at the Irish Heart Foundation. Chris Macy, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
What evidence is there that energy drinks are harmful?
There's a lot of different reviews and research studies showing that energy drinks are harmful to mental and physical health of children and young people, as well as their behaviour and education. Studies have found consumption is associated with various serious adverse effects like seizures, cardiac abnormalities, behavioural disorders, headaches, stomach aches, tiredness, fatigue. And then excess sugar consumption is associated with tooth decay, diabetes and obesity, which can increase the risk of heart disease and stroke and some common cancers. We do a lot of work, Gavin, in schools on areas like nutrition and physical education. And teachers have repeatedly highlighted with us that children are consuming energy drinks as breakfast replacements, that they're affecting pupils' mood, well-being, behaviour, that there's disruption to classes. And teachers have also said that pupils are consuming these drinks both in large quantities and that the age group consuming them is getting lower and lower. We've got a youth advisory panel that's advised us that we should seek these restrictions on energy drinks.
Are there other EU countries that have brought in a similar ban for under-18s?
Yeah, there's a number of them. Well, Hungary just did last week on under-18s, and there's various restrictions in other countries such as Latvia, Lithuania, Poland. The Czech Parliament has voted for a ban on sales to under-15s. And then outside the EU, the UK government has promised a ban on sales to under-16s.
Okay, what's your understanding then of of this body of work that first needs to be carried out to identify any public health concerns? I'm quoting a government spokesperson here, which is responsible for this 18-month delay.
Yeah, I'm really puzzled by that. You know, there was government research 6 years ago highlighting that we've got among the highest consumption of energy drinks in Western Europe. You know, there is plenty of evidence out there on the health harms. You know, some retail chains have even voluntarily restricted sales to children, and the government parties were concerned enough about this issue to include it in the programme for government.
So why do you believe they've paused it?
I have no idea. I suppose, you know, that you know, in fairness to them, you know, you do have to ensure that the legislation's right, that it's proportionate and effective. But, you know, for us, the reports yesterday make it sound like the process is starting from scratch. Which is very disappointing, given that, you know, that this has been a policy item or an item of discussion for several years. And as I say, even retailers themselves are taking action, and the government isn't or hasn't and isn't planning in the near future to back that up.
Chris Macy, Director of Advocacy and Patient Support at the Irish Heart Foundation. Thank you for speaking with us.